As Ramadan approaches its end, there is a point we have to consider. And that is, just as we have been worshipping Allah in Ramadan, we have to continue worshipping Allah after Ramadan. We shouldn't be from those people who only worship Allah in Ramadan. No. Also after Ramadan, we have to continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the Salaf was asked about a group of people. It was said to him, "Inna qawman yajtahiduna wa yata'abbaduna fi Ramadan." That there is a group of people, they strive hard in worshipping Allah in Ramadan. They try their best to worship Allah in Ramadan. Do you know what his reply was? He said, "Bi'sal qawm." How wretched a group of people. How wretched a group of people. How miserable a group of people. Why? الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ That they don't know Allah except in Ramadan. They only worship Allah in Ramadan. They only strive to make ibadah in Ramadan. And outside of Ramadan, then they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How miserable a group of people. How wretched a group of people. The Lord of Ramadan is the same Lord of every other month. The same Allah that you worship in Ramadan, He's the same Allah throughout the other months of the year. And you as a Muslim in Ramadan, you are the same Muslim in the other months of the year. Your Islam in Ramadan is the same Islam in the other months of the year. So we shouldn't be from those people who know Allah in Ramadan and then as soon as Eid comes, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't be from those people who have a connection with Allah in Ramadan and as soon as Ramadan finishes, that connection with Allah also finishes. How wretched a group of people. So the Lord of Ramadan, He is the Lord of every other day and every other month. And we have to worship Allah every day, every month. Like Allah told us in the Quran, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ Worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. What is the certainty? It is death. In our lives, there are probabilities and there is a certainty. You having children is a probability. Maybe you will have children, maybe you will not have children. You having a successful career is a probability. You becoming rich is a probability. Maybe your career will be successful, maybe your career will not be successful. Your children having a good education is a probability. Maybe they will have a good education, maybe they will not have a good education. So all of these matters are probabilities. You having a nice house, it's a probability. Maybe you will have a nice house, maybe you will not live in a nice house. The only yaqeen, the only certainty is what? Is death. This is the only certainty which we have, that we know this life will end. Because Allah said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ That every soul shall taste death. And subhanallah, look at the logic of the people. We plan and we invest and we save money and we spend for the probabilities. But we don't plan and we don't invest for the certainty. We spend and we save money and we invest in our career. It is only a probability. We save and we save and we save for our house and our car. It is only a probability. We invest our time and our money in the education of our children. But this is only a probability. The one certainty which we have, which is death, we ignore. And we are negligent regarding. And we don't save and we don't invest and we don't plan for the certainty. And this is something which is illogical. So yes, we have to plan for those probabilities. But we have to also plan for the certainty. And we have to focus on the certainty. And we have to invest for the certainty. And this is death. Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked, هل كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخص شيئا من أيامه? Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ever specify certain days? She said, لا, no. بل كان عمله ديمة. Rather, the action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was ديمة. And the meaning of ديمة, a دائمة, always. That the Prophet used to worship Allah all the time. Every day, every week, every month, the Prophet used to worship Allah. He never had the thought that some of us have today, that we worship Allah in Ramadan. Outside of Ramadan, we are not going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we have to be from those people who worship Allah in Ramadan, and we also worship Allah outside of Ramadan.